Wow.
But come on. You know what?
Strong words,
Rob. What did Bob Knight say? If intellectual rape is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it.
That's what he said. I didn't enjoy it.
And he got in big trouble after that.
Gotcha. And before I tell you about our Cinco de Mayo promotion today,
yes,
I'll just take a moment out. I very rarely do this because I'm a humble man, but...
Don Geronimo.
Seer.
Yes, for Scott Sable.
Predicted it, yes.
You were the only one, and I give you full and total credit on that.
Fat guy's out of there.
You called it, and he was your guy, too. I mean, so you were using your mind, not your heart.
I just had a gut feeling about his gut that right. Last night would be the end.
What do you think did it? You think it too cocky? Do you think that's what it was, too cocky at the end?
If you want to know, I stamp up my gut instinct that this show is rigged
in
some way.
It's about time to get rid of the fat boy.
That somebody says, listen, okay, we're just not going to count, you know, these 20,000 votes for Bob Ice.
Why do I get the impression that everybody else on that show just breathes a sigh of relief? Now that Sable's gone, he did not look like he was popular among his peers.
Although you did have the moment last night when... You didn't know what he was going to do.
No.
When they
right. There was a moment you thought he might wig out.
They turned to the Russian kid with a hole in his throat, and they say...
And he's the nicest kid in the world. He would have, you know, gone quietly.
I'd say, it's your birthday. We didn't get you a birthday card like they're going to let him down.
Yeah.
But congratulations. We'll celebrate next week. And turn, Scott, you're out. And
you go home tonight.
Yeah, and that's when he got the private pile look in his eyes.
Just
for a moment.
See, he's doing a little bit of the lip bite.
Oh, I'm glad you got that.
He was doing the lip bite, just going, okay, I got the lip. I'm biting my lip now.
Mm.
I'm biting my lip. I got to go home.
Paula
Abdul.
You're a man.
Ooh,
man, I'm watching Paula Abdul.
Yeah. I heard they gave her flowers. The contestants gave Paula flowers.
Well, they handed out flowers, but they handed them to Randy and Simon.
And
it looked weird.
Homo.
That is wrong because...
Sure did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, great to talk to you. I just wanted to say the only thing more disappointing last night than the Paula Abdul special was the fact that Scotty Fatboy didn't freak out there. I was hoping he was going to blow a
hoping. It would have been great television.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got the whole tour thing to look forward to this summer.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, why go crazy now? Why not go on the tour? And, like, you know, when you get to the last leg of the tour, that's when he goes ballistic.
If you want to see someone wig out, wait when they sign who has to share a dressing room with him.
You want to see someone wig out, watch Channel 9.
Well, yeah,
J.C. Hayward.
Oh, has for years.
Now in high def.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you know, I hope nothing ever happens to you in your career that you have to go through rehab or something, or maybe Freda smartens up and leaves you.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. May I offer a preemptive strike here? I have already done that.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do the good thing, and he's coming out to make amends of it.
Pat O'Brien?
Yeah.
I believe what I heard was that we were making fun of Pat O'Brien because he had not come out and expressed remorse.
No, it was total...
He's embarrassed on what the phone call that he made. He's in rehab because...
Did you watch the Dr. Phil show?
Dr. Phil...
Did you watch the show or not?
No.
Oh, then what the hell are you having to talk about?
I'm commenting on Pat O'Brien.
I listened to it.
Shut up.
The internet.
You listened to it on the internet.
Yes.
Well, then perhaps you could... Maybe you're not... Gosh, you don't get it enough. You're not wired the right way that you couldn't hear the insincerity. I mean, Buzzy, if you'll tomorrow bring in the tapes.
Happy to.
We'll play the tapes, just the audio version, and you'll hear. He's a slicky boy.
He was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed BS.
If you were on cocaine and alcohol and you made those phone calls with your girlfriend in a room in a hotel and this person put those tapes out on the air, they're embarrassed.
Of course, I don't disagree with that.
And, you know, it wasn't just Pat O'Brien. We were giving Dr. Phil a hard time, too.
Well, Dr. Phil's an adulterer. He's already up.
That's what he did. Yeah. No, that's the thing.
Okay, but either way, the point is everybody's got a skeleton in their closet, and God knows I've got them, and I've been pretty honest about it. Here's the thing.
Can I just say, I remember when that all went down, and, you know, the fact is that the way it was handled was, you came in and you were... You know, as broken up about that as anybody, and you came out and dealt with it head on. I remember that when that happened.
But you don't turn it into a goddamn prime
special. What if you come to me and say, I know you've got a wife and a family, and I'm here.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
I mean,
I would have been pretty pissed off if you did
And
that.
Listen, if Pat O'Brien really wanted to do something, he would have done what I and other people in that situation have done. You speak to the people privately. You speak to them privately. You don't go on another network TV show to try to revitalize your career and bring cameras in.
It's a
and
PR
bring,
move.
Bring in a public PR move.
Yeah, pull a Rush Limbaugh. Is that what you're trying to say?
What do you mean?
What does Rush Limbaugh have to do with this?
Hey, can I ask you,
well,
sir?
It was his mistake that came out.
Have you made a mistake?
Oh, I don't admit that I have. I have definitely made tons
you
of mistakes.
You don't admit or you do admit?
I do admit that I made tons of mistakes.
Why are you so... You sound angry.
Wound
I'm
up
not
about
angry.
This.
I'm not wound up. I'm just saying, I heard it in the beginning of the show. I love listening to it. That you sounded like you were giving him a hard time. I mean,
that's right. I was giving him a hard time. I think it was, as I said...
Because he was too slick.
It was disingenuous. You can tell when someone is truly remorseful, and you can tell when someone is putting on an act for the cameras.
So you think that he just wanted to get his big-paying job back and just get on with life? He didn't really mean what he said.
Yes, that's the feeling I got after watching the tape.
When they played the tapes of the phone calls, he couldn't even listen. He didn't even want them to play him. He was so embarrassed about it.
Hey, wait a minute. You're being an asshat. The whole point of this whole thing was that the guy didn't came. He came out and he said, I don't remember. Well, isn't that convenient? You know what? Isn't that convenient? You don't remember any of it. You don't remember any of the bad behavior. But I would venture to say there was probably, when anybody goes through that kind of crap, there's bad behavior leading up to it. And,
yep.
You know, I mean, it's just, I think it's a cop-out.
Yeah.
And if you saw it, it was disingenuous. It was not from the heart. It was a lot of planned looking at camera one, looking at camera two,
you know, and you might
saying
have,
the scripted thing.
You might have had to do your apology on the air when you came in here and when you went through your tough stuff. I've done a lot of those apologies. And normally what they involve in is gathering the people around, you know, and there are many times that I don't remember, and I really don't remember, but I pretend I do when I'm saying I'm sorry.
Don't be such a jerk, okay?
Don't be so angry and adversarial, asshat.
Wait, we're not going to be mad, and go Ravens, and...
Oh, Jesus. Suck one.
Just have a lot of
really,
caffeine, I think.
Get yourself a nice lollipop. Just suck one. Get an all-day sucker.
Yeah.
Just suck that baby. Get a Pat O'Brien sucker. Suck or just hang up.
Suck one.
A POS?
Yes.
Pat O'Brien sucker?
Yeah, POS.
No. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that guy who just called is a total tool.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
I mean, okay, he's sorry that he got caught. He's not sorry they did it. He's sorry he got caught.
Listen, everybody who's done anything is sorry that they got caught. Sure. That's universal no matter what it
right.
is. Because, you know, no matter what it is, if you're stealing a pack of gum or if you're robbing a bank or you're doing whatever it is. You
all
know,
right, here's the deal. I got to come with this. I don't know when you want me to do this, but I got to come clean on
something. Time.
I know I'm serious about this. It's nothing, you know, drug related or anything bad right. like that. In fact, it's frivolous, but it's something I gotta clear my conscience.
All right, why?
And I didn't tell you in the office. And it's about this motorcycle thing.
What about it?
It's a source of embarrassment, and it's minor. It's a tiny little thing, but I might as well. Are you ready for it right now?
Sure, lay it on me.
All right, now I want to first say before I start this that Buzz and I really enjoyed the course with these guys. Fantastic instruction.
Yeah.
At the end of the instruction...
Your motorcycle class.
Yeah, the motorcycle course. Buzz had to leave early, and I said, well, I want my little certificate because one of the things you do is you get a waiver for the skills test when you go to DMV to get your motorcycle license.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm going straight to DMV because I want to, you know, I want to get this thing in hand. I said, Buzz, I'll bring you yours later.
Right.
And I went in, and I got my little certificate after this. I want to thank Tom... is it Williams?
Hold on.
Yeah, Tom Williams.
Before
and
you
Dave
do the
Hepburn.
Whole thing.
All right.
Are you going to do the whole thing about your recap?
I could.
Okay, well, we got to do the Joe thing first. I didn't know you were going to do the whole thing.
Well, it involves us. You might want to wait. But it's a confession.
Wow.
To you. It's a confession.
Well, that's a good tease.
I'm ready.
I hate to surprise you. I mean, but occasionally I do bring a surprise or two into
I know you do, but we do have a contest in 2 hours that we have to solicit for.
Whatever. Then I won't tell you.
Well, then tell
me. Then I'm keeping it to myself.
Well, that's a great tease.
I've just made a different call. I've now made a different call. I am going to carry it to my death.
Mike's confession coming up later.
We can't wait that long.
That's right.
Can I just hear your confession and hear the plug about how nice the place was later?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
After all of this. And I all my excitement and my glee, more than his. He's into it, but I'm really into
so
it.
So let me see if I follow this now. You got done with the class today.
I got my little certificate, and on the way home from the course this morning, which we passed, and I'll go into detail about that later,
right.
I went to DMV.
So you were going to go and get your license.
Yes, I was. Uh-huh.
Which I assumed you had today.
Yeah, I took the test at DMV after going to the test.
Oh, good for you.
And I flunked it.
Oh, dear. Said you should.
Now they want. Now shut up a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just finish here.
Mike, can I?
Before I know, he said that we should review the
Mike
because it's got a. Yes.
Mike, can we have a moment? Can you and I have a moment?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
It was a tough moment for me. Because I'm really not. I feel like I'm embarrassing those guys as well.
You know?
But here's the deal. They said, can everybody just let me say this?
Yeah.
They said to us. They said to Buzz and myself. They said, listen, the DMV portion of this, as far as the book part, has slightly different modifications and covers some different things that you have not taken in this course. Make sure you take the sample test and read the book. I didn't think I had to. I thought because that call we had gotten, and now I know the calls I'm going to get. And I almost didn't want to come in and say that because I know the kind of crap I'm going to get about it. Because the guy said, hey, you know, a TARD could take this test.
So in essence, you and Buzz went to this motorcycle, the learn how to ride class.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you
now the riding skills test is and the basic knowledge is there. The only difference is I must have hit the questions that were slightly modified, mm-hmm. and I just, but it was more than that.
So
I knew
right out of the, you were fresh out of the class.
All right, look, I'm trying to make excuses. I knew this stuff. I should have, but what I did was I panicked, mm-hmm. in the test. I maybe in my excitement of going through this so quickly, I panicked and
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, TV's Alan Thicke.
Now, do you take it like a driving test on the touch screen, the computer touch screen?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the written test.
Here's the deal. I skipped a couple of questions.
You're an idiot.
I walked up to the lady. I said, I thought that when you skip them, you can go back to them. She said, yes, you can go back to them, but you had already exceeded the maximum number of incorrect answers.
Oh.
I want to see you! Oh!
Do you test well?
No.
I mean, like, how do you do when you do, like, the written for your regular operator's permit?
No.
You don't do well there?
You aced the written motorcycle test. And the course itself, you aced that.
Yes. No, but it was my excitement. It was everything. And there were just a couple of ones. I forgot the basic stuff that we had just learned. And I'm embarrassed. And I just am here to say I'm taking it again tomorrow. And I'm going to pass it. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to everybody.
Oh, that is that.
And I'm filled with remorse.
Do you forfeit your fee?
For what?
When you pay to take the test. Is there a fee?
There's a $2 retake fee.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to sit and wait.